Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Check. All right. So we recorded the Unfiltered After Show podcast just a few moments ago, and about 4.5 minutes into the first 5 to 6 minutes of it, it just stopped.
Perfect.
So, and it was a really funny conversation about either or. Kennedy or Annie had a bunch of stuff. Kennedy's out today. Ugh, I have a headache now.
So you look so stressed out today.
I'm so mad. It's just like we were recording the podcast and we recorded in this computer, and the computer just stopped working. Just like, bloop, it stops. And we're a multi-million-dollar company, and it's just frustrating when things like this don't work, because they should work.
Yes.
Stuff should just work.
We should have working computers, bare minimum.
Right. We're a communications company that sometimes can't communicate. So anyway, you're going to hear about the last minute or two of this either-or conversation. So if we make a lot of jokes that you don't get, it's because they're gone. And I'm not going in and trying to recreate what it was.
No. Just go with it.
But there's still a lot of good stuff in there. You're going to get to kind of know us and our siblings, and an interesting conversation about Adele and cultural appropriation. But so anyway, yeah, the Unfiltered After Show each morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you. Leave a review. Maybe not today. Go back and listen to the one from yesterday and leave a review on that one, because this one just starts out a complete mess, and I apologize. We had a little technical difficulty. If it just cut off while we were talking, I'm sorry. It started it back up.
Okay. The last one.
Yep.
Work a job you hate, but you can retire at 35, or work your dream job, but you retire at 75.
Dream job. Dream job. Got to be happy at work, man. I learned
that. How
much
money are we talking?
I don't know.
She didn't go that deep in that question.
Yeah.
You got to take, I'm telling you. I've had a crappy job that paid really well, and I was miserable. Miserable. It just grinds on you every day.
Yeah.
Like, it eats away at your soul.
Job that you hate. Yeah, then you're done at 35. You're rich and retired. Give me that.
You'd be bored.
I'm going to be the worst retired person. I really am. I'm not good at idle time. I can't sit still. That's when my thoughts get too much. I like to be busy.
I'm so exceptionally good at doing nothing that, 35 and I'm out. Easy.
My wife would probably say that's what I would pick.
Go get a boat.
All right.
Dream job in 75. All right. Thank you guys for answering my lovely questions.
All right. Dan, you got a minute to come up with another topic. This came up on the show today. I mentioned my brother who grew up in Winthrop.
Yeah.
And so it just got me thinking about our siblings. So I want to take a minute to just hear about our siblings and how old they are, where they live, and what they do for a living.
Okay.
Just to kind of get to know each other a little bit better. So why don't you go first, Annie?
Okay. I have an older brother and an older sister. My older brother is 29. Mm. His name's Tommy. Mm. He is a bartender at Lucy's, which is a bar in Dorchester. He was never, kind of like Dan, like one of the smartest people I know, just like didn't like school. Mm. He went to college for like, I don't know, maybe a year, and just like wasn't for him. He was in Local 103, the Electricians Union. He just like, he can't, why would you be around miserable people if that's not something you want to do? He wasn't passionate about it, and guys in that industry will beat you down, especially if you're like the apprentice. You know how it goes. Like, they're just going to beat the shit out of you every single day. So he started in the restaurant industry, and I really think he could open his own restaurant someday. Like, he's just so good.
That's where he's going?
That's what I think. He's just so good with that kind of stuff. He's so level-headed. He's so calm, but, like, is such a good worker. really good with people, but he's not like.
I'm sorry. What was the name of the place again? He works at
Lucy's.
Lucy's. Okay.
Lucy's American Tavern. I think that's the full name. But yeah, go check him out. He's the bartender. He's the best. He looks like me with a beard. And
you have the beard?
Yes, I have the beard and the mustache. Tommy's fresh shaven.
When back when they had that app that was like, or like it would switch to see what you would look like as a man.
Oh, it's scary.
And it had Annie with the beard.
No, Dan, it's so scary.
Like, you were a strapping young gentleman, Annie.
I was Tommy. It's really, really frightening. My sister, Caitlin, is 33. So she's 8 years older than me. It's funny, when I was born, we had to share a room, and I think she's always held a grudge on me for that because I was like a screaming infant and she was 8 years old and this fat baby up. But since I've gotten older, we've gotten much closer. Obviously, when you turn 21, you can start going out to bars together. You can start doing more things, all that kind of stuff. She is in recruiting. I have no idea the name of her company because she...
Army.
What? Yes, she recruits for the Army. Yes, yes, that's exactly what she does. It's perfect. And she lives down in Marshfield. Oh, my brother lives in Quincy near my new house. He's six houses down from me. So,
oh, wow.
Is that going to be okay for you when you, like, there's somebody making the walk of shame from your apartment or something?
Walk of shame? I mean, yeah. It's one person. It's
yeah,
not
she's,
like...
she's in, taken now.
Right. Well, I'm not necessarily saying you. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Well, if I see, like, someone leaving Tommy's house, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say anything. I've seen girls leave my house before, but I'm so excited to live near him and mm-hmm. just bother him all the time.
Are you guys
going to
be
awesome.
Best friends now that you live right next door?
He's going to hate this.
No, see, you guys say that. I really don't think he will.
I bet you won't even see each other as much as you think because your schedules are entirely
so
different. He's on that bartender night schedule.
Just like you think your mom's so sad you're moving out.
She is sad. We had a long talk this week about it.
Annie, tonight's Annie's last night at her house before she moves.
Oh.
I know.
And so she
buried that lead.
She is thinking about just walking around the house with her recorder tonight and just shouting out "I miss you" to different items in her house to
annoy
her.
I miss you, couch. I miss you, plates.
I want to hear that, don't you, Dan?
I miss you, Tupperware.
I don't want to hear Annie yell to Tupperware, really.
No, well, I just want to hear Annie's mom yell at her. Get out!
Just leave. And those are my two siblings.
All right, Dan.
I have three siblings. They're all a lot older than me because they're from my father's first marriage. Yeah. My dad had me when he was 40 with my mom, but before that he had three kids when he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. So I have a brother who I think is just turned 42. I mm-hmm. believe his name is Bill. You met him one night at a comedy show a long time ago.
What, the comedy show? Which comedy show was that? Was that the one down in the Seaport?
Yeah, when...
Oh, what's his name? Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, okay. So you don't have that close relationship with him?
No, I do. He's the only one I talk to.
Oh, okay.
Bill.
Yeah, he's actually, funny enough, he is an electrician.
See?
He's not in the union, though.
Yeah, I remember that, though. I remember that you were saying that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He just moved to New Hampshire because he hates people, and he's in the woods up there now.
Mm-hmm. Very fair.
Yes, he likes to race trikes. He does that a lot. He goes to, like, Ohio and does races and things like that.
What does that mean?
Three-wheelers. Oh. Dirt tracks.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a racer. He likes to do that.
I've never seen that before.
He was never into it, and then he got divorced, and he needed a hobby, so he spent all his time
so
in the garage.
So they have sidecars, or?
No, it's just a three-wheeler.
It is? Does one wheel stick way far out than the other wheels, or?
No, it's just two in the back, one in the front.
Huh. And they're just an oval track? Or
yep,
it's
just an oval dirt track.
Huh. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's so cool.
And then I have two sisters who I haven't spoke to in couple of years now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dysfunctional family.
That's all right.
But you know what are you gonna do?
Everybody has.
I have one sister who lives in Malden. Her name is Sandra.
That's close to you.
Yeah, I know. It's where I grew up. But she doesn't do anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then I have two nieces from her. I love my nieces. Oh, they're great.
Right.
And then I have a sister, Jen, who lived in Tucson, Arizona, for like 17 years. She's the oldest of us all. She's like 16 years older than me.
Right.
So by the time I was just starting to grow up, she was already screwed out of the house and went to Arizona to live.
Yeah.
She used to own her own business.
Okay.
It was called Secrets. It was a phone sex company.
Wow.
Yes.
No kidding?
And she wasn't a operator. She was like the owner of the place.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, interesting thing about her.
Yeah.
I went and visited her one time in Tucson for a week. And I got to say, I really like it out in Arizona.
Yeah. I want to go.
And then she moved back here a few years ago. And she lives in UMass Amherst now because she goes to school there.
Mm-hmm.
She went back to school at like 45.
Wow.
To do like landscape architecture or something.
Huh. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So those are my siblings.
I'm an only child technically, kind of like you.
Right.
You know, so my mom and dad got divorced when I was like two. So there was no chance there was another sibling coming. So there's lots of exes and like steps and halves with me. So the next closest one to me is my brother Henry, who we call T.
Right.
Because his father was French Canadian. And when Henry was born, my brother, he was really tiny. And his dad called him Petit Garçon, or Tiga. It's a French-Canadian nickname, Tiga. Mm-hmm. So we called him Tiga. And then he became like, you know, 6'2", 300 pounds.
Of course.
And he wasn't a little boy anymore. So we called him T for a long time. But I think now they just call him Henry. So he lives in Delaware, just outside of the Ocean City area, which is where my mom lives. So he kind of lives close to her.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up together, but we're just not close anymore. We don't, you know.
You know, you're not. You don't mind.
Yeah, he's, yeah, you know. Yeah, it's just same thing. Dysfunction.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens, man. A lot of siblings don't talk.
You can't pick your family.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had some things in his life that I just didn't want to be
right.
a part of that were just really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of disconnected from him. I still see him at, like, weddings and funerals and things like that and on Facebook occasionally.
Oh, right. Like, if I saw either one of my sisters, I haven't talked to him in years. If I saw them, I wouldn't be, like, animosity.
Right.
But
right.
we just don't go out of our way to talk to
so
each other.
So right. T is 8 years younger than me. And then I have a brother and a sister from my dad's second marriage. They were born the same day, 4 years apart. That's Brent and Alicia. Brent is older. He's 10 years younger than me. And then my sister is 14 years younger than me. So Brent lives in the Orlando area. And actually, he and I were really close as we got a little bit older. So I was in the Army. He went in the Coast Guard. And he and I, we didn't live together, but at some point, we hung out a lot.
Yeah.
And then we just stopped talking. He's kind of a loner. I don't really get along with his wife that well. He's remarried. He was in the Coast Guard for a lot of years, got out of the Coast Guard. Now he works somewhere in Cape Canaveral but lives in Orlando or whatever. He's kind of a shut-in now. He just doesn't really have any relationship with anybody.
Interesting.
And then my sister's a saint.
She's awesome.
Seriously, yeah. She's the one that I'm closest to now, although I don't think she talked to me until I was 18 years old. She just didn't talk to boys when we were younger. And obviously we have my brother-in-law on the show all the time, but she has three kids. She lives in the south of Tampa, close to Sarasota. And he's a pastor. She went to Dallas Theological. They both met in seminary school. But she has like a master's degree in child psychology or something
wow.
like that. Yeah, she was a smart one.
So did she go to, she get her master's before she went to seminary school? That's
yeah,
what it's called?
Yeah, I don't even know. She went to a bunch of different schools. At one point, she dropped out of her college because her friend has leukemia. And so she dropped out of college to live with her friend to help her.
Wow.
With leukemia.
An angel.
Yeah, she's super special. And then, so I do have one other brother, Damon. And as I said, Damon is the one that grew up here. He's from Winthrop.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like diehard Boston everything. He is the guy that introduced me to everything about the city of Boston when I was a kid growing up in Florida. And I hated everything about Boston.
Right.
Because he was my brother and we just fought about stuff. Because
you were a misguided youth who doesn't understand that this is the best place to be.
It's very fair.
He was a Celtics fan. He was a Red Sox fan.
Good guy.
He really wasn't a Patriots fan, but
nobody was
in the 70s. They were terrible.
It's easy for people to forget how bad the Patriots were for a very long time.
Right, but he introduced me to Boston. He introduced me to Jay Giles Band. He introduced me to Aerosmith. Like, he introduced me to a lot of great music that was popular up here. So he lives in Orlando also. He's a nurse, Damon is. And I would say probably he's the one that I'm, you know, of the boys, he's the one that I'm closest to. But like in high school, we shared a room, so we were really close. And he's only 2 years younger than me. There's my siblings.
Cool.
That's it. Now we all know each other's siblings.
Love.
All right, Producer Dan, that gave you some time to figure out what you were going to talk about since Annie took your topic.
Well, no, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to let you pick between two of the topics that I had in my head.
Oh, okay.
Either, I know we haven't talked about it on the show, but it's been everywhere, and it's interesting to me. All the drama with Adele that's happening right now.
Oh, yes.
With the cultural appropriation, which I don't agree with.
Right.
Or this is like the biggest thing on TikTok right now. They're all posting what their gas station order is before they go on a road trip.
Mm.
Like, what's your road trip snack?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Adele. Let's get serious for a minute.
Let's get serious. Okay.
Yeah, we'll save that other one because we can get into that conversation too because it's kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Man, it's such a thin, it's such like a piece of thin ice to walk on between appreciation and appropriation.
Yeah.
Right?
And just for context, if people don't know the story,
right.
She was at, she's lost a ton of weight and she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at a festival in the UK that's celebrating Jamaican culture. It's a Jamaican festival.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's in a Jamaican flag bikini showing off her body.
Yep.
And she did her hair up in something called Bantu knots, which is an African hairstyle.
I don't think she was at the festival because there aren't festivals happening. I think it was supposed to be the festival.
Oh, and she was just...
She's posing like...
So, yeah, I think so. I could be wrong about that. But, you know, I went to Jamaica, was it 2 summers ago? I think it was. My wife took me for my 50th birthday. And that was something that was on my mind while we were traveling there because you guys know this. I'm a huge fan of Bob Marley. And I don't want anybody to think that, like, I'm trying to culturally appropriate anything. And even so, we took this picture. There's a picture of me and Lana, and we were on this little island that we'd spent the day in, and like the locals cooked us lunch, and it was just a wonderful time. And they have this beautiful Jamaican flag, and it's on this white sandy beach. And we took a photo, and it was in the back of my mind. Like,
yeah,
this, like, appreciate this moment. So you can see in the photo, I'm not smiling or anything, even though I'm having the time of my life, that I just wanted to be respectful of the Jamaican flag. I had on a Bob Marley t-shirt that I bought while I was over there. So that always has to be in the back of your mind. But, like, how do you show appreciation for something without crossing the line of appropriation?
I think we as a society also need to – maybe sometimes we can lay off the gas of wokeness sometimes.
Right.
Like, you're allowed to love other things.
You like, should love other cultures.
The context that she did it in was the context you're supposed to do it in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can't do it in that context when it's a festival to celebrate the exact thing that she's doing, when can you ever do it?
The stuff that really aggravates me is you see a lot of white people that appropriate black culture. They'll wear typical black, I don't want to say this in a bad way, but like black culture clothing, or they you know, like, they'll dress like their favorite rap artist, but then they're not supporting the Black Lives Matter. Like, that stuff is, that's what aggravates me. Mm-hmm. That's not doing it in the right context, like dancing. Adele is appreciating Jamaican culture being at this festival, and there's no malicious intent behind what she's doing.
Well, I'm not black. I can't speak to the black experience or what somebody thinks about that, but I can say that, you know, it is great to celebrate diversity. You know, we have a parade here every year that celebrates Irish, your Irish heritage in Boston, obviously. And you go to New Orleans and you have, you know, the big
Mardi Gras
down there, which celebrates Creole lifestyle and Creole food and Creole music and all of that. And you can go to anywhere in the country and see they have different celebrations. We have the celebration in the North End. You know, and people wear the Italian flag and jacket and like, and it doesn't, you know, I think that people were being too sensitive with that Adele thing.
I agree.
You know, but then again, I can't, you know, when you've been oppressed for as long as some peoples have, you know.
It's hard to speak if you're not Jamaican, if you're not.
See, that's the thing that's interesting, because I read a lot of articles because it was everywhere yesterday. Right. And then I would scroll through hundreds of comments underneath them.
Yeah.
And what I noticed was, one, most people weren't upset at all.
No.
They were saying it's silly. And it's just all these media outlets putting this up for clickbait, saying, oh, my God, Adele.
That could be a part of it.
And then people underneath are like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And then the comments that I saw that were people upset were a lot of white people and not black people or Jamaican people.
Right.
They were upset for them. And then I saw a lot of black people underneath it, like, you guys need to relax. This is fine.
Just ease up.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to be offended for us.
That's the one thing why I always gravitated towards Bob Marley in that conversation. So Bob Marley's mother was Jamaican, but his father was a white Englishman.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize that about him. And if you listen to all of his music, that's all he's talking about, because he was cast out of his community because he wasn't black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a problem with biracial people. You're either not black enough or not white
enough. So he spent his entire career trying to bring communities together because he, in his own neighborhood, you know, he was treated as an outcast. Just think about that. Here is the face of reggae music, and an entire country,
right,
lifts up Bob Marley as their guy, and yet he was half white, half white English guy. So, and that's a part of the tie-in too to England. You know, England, you know, Jamaica was under English rule.
Right.
I don't believe they are anymore.
Pretty much everywhere was under English rule for a long time.
Obviously, The Jamaican culture is very big there. Reggae music is huge in England, unlike here in the United States where it's only popular in pockets.
Yeah, dance hall stuff isn't huge here.
Oh, right. My gosh. Over there, you hear it on the radio. It's part of popular music
It's
like
big
that.
And like the slang is in their rap too. Grime has a lot of...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So seeing her do that, it didn't bother me. I thought it was a wonderful celebration.
I just hope we could get to a place where we're hypersensitive in this era and we're canceling everything. I would like to where we can celebrate each other's cultures without it automatically being
offend you, then say it and explain, and then like have an educating moment.
And if someone's just being stupid and doing something inappropriate, that's one thing. But if we could celebrate a different culture in the right way without everyone getting up in arms, maybe we can get back to that at some point.
I didn't realize that was Adele when I first saw the picture.
She looks great, huh?
I thought it was a clickbait or something. I was like, oh, there's this other woman there that they're showing, and then they were going to get to Adele. And I looked, I was like, oh my gosh.
It's Adele.
Yeah, if I look like her, I'd be wearing bikinis all the time, too.
Mm-hmm. It's called a glow-up.
I didn't need that.
It's too late. It's in there. It's in the ether. Picture it.
Picture it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.